So hello, everyone, and happy Earth Day. This is a day in which we celebrate the wonderful, wonderful Earth that supports us and gives us life. It's as if the Earth and God the Creator are in a never-ending dialogue, and from that dialogue, all life has emerged. And all of life has been supported by the Spirit of creation and the Holy Spirit of God, intertwined in a never-ending flow of life energy and energy of the universe. It's an amazing dance that we pass through in our life. And this is the day when we celebrate our Mother Creator, the Earth, who, from whose body all of life has emerged, in whose body all of life is sustained. And I think it's extremely appropriate that we come to the blessing to celebrate our lovely, loving Mother, because we have always acknowledged her gift and presence as part of the blessing. When we remove our shoes and socks and we allow our feet to be on the ground barefoot, what we're doing is we're accepting her gift of grounding, and in that grounding, it makes it safe for us to receive very high voltage energy coming from the cosmos and our Creator God and the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a high frequency energy that is sometimes not that easy to detect, but for some people, it's rather dramatic. Some people can be swaying in their chairs before it's over and then feeling a humming and buzzing for minutes, if not hours, after their blessing. So the way you detect and sense the energy that comes through you is a personal thing. And it also has to do with how much on that particular day you're willing and able to receive or need to receive. So even though we're unique individuals, each day is unique. And so the way it happened for you one day may be different on another day. It may be more dramatic at times and more subtle at times. And the way we make this totally unique is give you an opportunity to be in your heart and say your prayer for that which you need. Now, I had really planned on this being a celebration of our beautiful Mother Earth today and letting it be that which we honor. I've got so many stories I could tell you, but I think that it would be really nice if we launched our call with some participation, some comments, questions, celebrative remarks, whatever. Remember to sign in, and we are in that mode. So I hope that let's see. Actually, I'm going to go through that process again. Okay, I think some of you were trying to get on, and I hadn't set you up quite right. At any rate, you're on now, and I would love to hear from you. And I'm going to take just a little drink of water, which I highly recommend all of you to do. Water helps to convey energy, and it keeps your body from the cells in your body from hydrating during the receiving and conveying of energy. Another wonderful protocol is to put a little Christ scent on your heart, or your third eye, or the crown of your head, even the bottoms of your feet. It's a wonderful place to put it to magnetize energy from the earth. Those of you who indulge yourself in our new fragrance, Forever Spring, might want to put a dab of that on in honor of our beautiful earth, because of all the fragrances that we've ever created, this is the one that really captures spring in all its variation, from the blooming fruit trees to the the fresh green leaves, the clean breezes, and it's not just floral. It's multi-layered, with even a little woodsy scent as to acknowledge the bursting forth of brand new seeds. Well, we have a couple of people on the call now. Here's Pam Silva. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
You're on.
Thank you. Well, I have kind of a logistical question. I had sent you an email asking about when the opening of your mother's gardens is going to be, because I live in Fort Worth and I really want to be there.
Oh, great. Great, Pam. I will make a note of that right now, and I'll get you an email address. I know I have your email address. I'll send you an email when we know. It will probably be sometime in July.
Okay, that at least gives me a ballpark. I had sent you an email asking that, and I'm not sure if you got it.
I did not receive that.
Okay, well, I'll send it again then.
I most definitely would have gotten that.
I felt and, like you would.
Oh, yes, I would have. I would love to have the opportunity of meeting you and showing you my mother's garden.
I'm so excited about it, and I'm just so thankful for your teachings and for the presence of Yeshua and the blessings. It's just my life gets better and better and better. You know, I don't think I could stand it if I was twins. It would be
I love that. Thank you, Pam. That's so sweet. And, yes, that's the way it works. It does get better and better. For those of you who are new to the blessings, just hear what Pam has to say, that you know, it can start off in a very subtle way. And it's partly because in the beginning, all of those who gift us a blessing, beginning with God the Father, through Yeshua, through the Holy Spirit, to the earth, and all forces in between, don't want to overload our wires. You know, if you try to pass 220 through a 110 wire, you could blow it. And so the blessings come at a, shall we say, a voltage we're able to receive and use. And as we become familiar with it and know that, okay, this isn't going to overload my system, we open up to more. There's another thing also that you have to be aware of, and it's not just in regard to the blessing. It could be in regard to any new positive thing you do, including even a better diet. And that is that when you start doing really positive things for yourself, it causes your cells to relax. It causes them to function in a more healthy way, and they start releasing toxins they may have held for years. If you've ever eaten a new food that was supposed to be all that, it was touted to you as this great, new, wonderful superfood, and you had it with a green salad, and nothing should have gone wrong, and you got diarrhea, and you said, oh, well, I can't do this. Well, let me tell you what happened, is that great new superfood in that salad actually relaxed your cells and began to clean them. And what happens is when your body has a dump of toxins, it wants to get rid of them in the fastest possible way. And sometimes that can be through diarrhea. Sometimes it can be through even nausea. Sometimes it can get stuck. It can be in your, let's say, in your bloodstream, and it can kind of pile up to where you start to get this headache. And what it is the arteries are wanting to flush out. And so they swell a little bit, and they hold a little more fluid than they normally would. And so they dilate more than they normally would. And you get this little, it kind of feels like a stress headache. And you say, oh, this feels awful. Well, it's not the blessing that feels awful, or the new, brand new diet, or the new vitamins, or the new cleansing protocol. It's actually the toxins you've been building up. And so those who give this blessing to you are very careful not to overload you. They don't want you to have an unbearable negative side effect. And sometimes it takes weeks or months to get you to the point where you can have a power punch. So does that kind of describe your experience, Pam? Anyone else who wants to comment on that, please get on the line. And I'm going to take Kathy O'Fallon's call right now.
Did you say Kathy? Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Well, this is not exactly on that topic. I did want to, though, just add to your wonderful stories about your new fragrance. When I received mine, my Yellow Lab Happy went just crazy. He just got so excited and was sniffing like mad at the package. Mm-hmm. And when I opened it, it was just, I don't know, he's responded so amazingly. And I just loved it. I just had to tell you that.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. And, you know, once it was created, I did too. And I, after all these years of working with essential oils, I kind of go ho-hum on things that are just floral or just citrus or just woodsy or just, but there was some alchemy that happened with this, and it was like the pure earth of spring.
Yeah.
And it, like I told in an earlier call, our first shipment that went out, we had about, oh gosh, I guess it was about 50 orders, and it was mostly single orders in the padded brown envelopes. We set them out in a big mailbox out by our street mailbox because we have street side pickup come by, and we're in a rural area because we're on 9 acres. And the postman was, I was sitting out getting a little sun, and the postman was running around all over the field picking up things. And he saw me there, and he said, "Did you know your packages are scattered all over the field?" And I said, "What in the..." I was laughing. What in the holy goose happened here? And I picked up the package, and they had little picks, tiny little picks and tears. So if any of you got a package with a tiny little pick, a tiny little tear, you know that you got a package that was blessed by one of the ravens. He said that's the only thing that could have done it. And he said he saw them actually circling overhead when he drove by. So they had gone out trying to probably take, they had been pulled in by the aroma. And it was so natural, so true to life. Even seeping through, it wasn't spilling. We seal the bottles so they can't spill. But essential oil is so volatile. It literally, the gases in it pass through plastic, glass, paper, you name it. And so you could stand over the mailbox and just smell it. And it had called in all of these ravens who wanted it for their nest. So I think that's a good Earth Day story.
Well, and I just want to tell you, too, that it really smelled like my grandmother's garden, and I just had to cry because it was such a nice homecoming because I used to get to go to her farm, her little farm, and pick flowers with her. And so it was a wonderful memory, so thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Welcome. And, I just love it. Actually, right now, it's my favorite house fragrance.
Yeah.
Because the cats love it. My husband loves it. I love it. And I walk in, and I feel like I've walked into a garden instead of my house.
Yeah, yeah. And if I could mention just one other thing, I created today a website. It's a communal memorial site for my brother where people can share stories and upload pictures and just say whatever they might like about his life. And it's just a way, since we can't all get together physically and we still can't have a service for him because his wife's still in the hospital. So I just wanted to share that it's at forevermist.com, and then it's Thomas-Wilcox. So if anybody cares to go to the website.
Oh, thank you so much and for doing that and sharing it with us. And Kathy, if you would send a link to our blessing givers, I know that those who knew him as a fellow blessing giver will definitely want to have that.
Okay, I'll try to do that if I can figure
it
out.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to take a call now from Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Glenda. I'm responding to your statement about blessing and the tax. My body has been doing some wonderful things, but my body's really bucking. It's a good way to say it. I've had lots of inflammation that's been moved throughout my body, and I've been trying to do really wonderful good things. But I'm in a place of hurting.
I'm sorry, I need to... Your phone was breaking up a little bit, so the last statement was you're in a place of hurting?
Oh, yes. Very much
I'm so sorry to hear that, Patricia. And we will hold you in our blessing. And I would ask that those who wish to remember Patricia in the blessing, do so. And Patricia, just allow this to be a gentle blessing.
Okay.
Because sometimes... we can hurt as we heal. I know you know that physically. You know, sometimes we go into the worst hurting as we heal. And a very simple example is last week I stepped on a toothpick that was pointed upward in a dense carpet. And it went into my foot about a half an inch. And that did, in fact, hurt when it happened. But I pulled it out knowing I needed to get it out quickly before it broke. And I could walk on it a little bit, but the next day, oh, man, the next day, I hurt so badly. And it hurt all over my body. So actually, even, you know, sometimes when we come down with the flu, and we get this infection, and it's at its peak. If we were going to test our high blood count, we're actually not as sick as we are after the immune system kicks in and begins to heal us, because the healing process includes flushing out all the poisons or all the problems. Sometimes the healing cycle hurts worse. And that's what I needed to bring up. So what we want to do for you today is just be gentle. Be very, very gentle in your blessing, and we'll all remember you. So thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And God bless you. We have someone from area code 414, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Fran.
Hi, Fran.
How are you?
Doing great.
I just also wanted to share when you were talking about releasing the toxins from another viewpoint, which you also taught us, and that is that it's not just physical things that will happen, like maybe the headaches, maybe you get nauseous and things like that, but also, as you remember, I went through a lot of emotional turmoil.
Exactly.
Things from the past started getting dredging up, and and I still remember something so deep inside of me that made me so steadfast in continuing to come to the blessing calls, when I was so shocked that there was a period very early on where I was angry at Yeshua, I was angry at life, I was angry at Yeshua, I was angry at the world. You know, this is stupid, this isn't doing anything, but I just knew I had to keep coming. And so for anyone who may have experienced that, or, you know, if you do experience that, stay with it, because he's pulling up, you know, like the spiritual and emotional murk, too, that has to come up and come out. So it's not always a physical manifestation, but it can also be an emotional and spiritual one, too.
Oh, thank you so much for reminding me of that, because actually it's a biggie. And actually it's probably what most people will experience, because especially those who took the Energy of Life course, understand how we exchange energy with every other life form, and most especially those we have had relationships with. And it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship, as in marriage and family. It could be a work relationship. It could be a childhood friend. It could be any kind of relationship, because we literally breathe with each other the same energy of life. And where there has been a negative or, let's say, unresolved situation, which is more typical, we kind of build up knots in the field of energy. They're just, it's like physical toxins. But what it is just balled up, knotted up, toxic energy. And that has to come out too. And often it will come out as a kind of toxic emotion or negative emotions or resentment or regret or heartache, having to relive something we thought we were over and done with. And then all of a sudden the universe puts us face to face, just like encountering in the mall someone we are not resolved with. And we say, oh, thank you, God, why of all the people did I have to meet this one? Well, there's a very good reason why you had to meet that one, because you're not resolved. And so things like this will happen. And just have faith that it's a blessing to have the opportunity to become resolved in all your relationships, in all parts of your life and your living, so that you can have a free-flowing field of energy.
Right.
You can have a happy heart. Because, and in many ways, I would say that's the keystone. Because I found that a happy heart can just about heal anything else. Something else that can come up are old failed purposes. Sometimes we leave behind things we thought were so important to us, and they actually were. But we leave them behind because we think they were impossible. And then all of a sudden, it'll kick up in our face like, why did I leave that behind? Just think where I could be today if I had done that. Well, you're going to have to deal with those emotional issues, with those spiritual encounters and needs for resolution. So, yes, that can happen to any one of us as we go through the blessing. But as we start to have a clear mind and a happy heart, and we flush out the cells of our body, it is amazing how miracles of healing will become part of our daily fare. And I just want to mention, as I have a number of times in the past, that this blessing call is not about religion. We welcome anyone of any belief, of any background, because all beliefs are human packages for how we approach God. In the end, you can't look at, you know, there's one creator, and the evidence is you can't look at a universe this complex, this amazing, this integrated, this beautiful, except that one force, one creative force is responsible for it. And that one creative force is beyond our ability to define or to give a name to or to say who it is. And so we as humans, we form our doctrines and our beliefs that define our most comfortable orientation to God. And that comfort often has a lot to do with the families we were born into and the fact that we want to maintain our belonging in communities and our belonging in our family. For example, if we were born into a Catholic community, into a Catholic family, we may feel like, well, I want to grow beyond the package, but I kind of want to stay in a reality relationship with my family and community. And that's great. It actually will strengthen you to have that sense of belonging. But I encourage all of you, no matter what your beliefs are, to realize that God is bigger than we are. and that God defines us. We do not define God. And we have people from all faiths, all denominations, even in our blessing givers. They come because they want the healing that can only be given when God and the earth and the Holy Spirit are in union. And this union helps to pull back together our lives that have become fractured. We allow our lives to become fractured because we think we need to go in one direction. That doesn't work, so we go in another direction. That doesn't work, so we give it up and go in still a different direction. By the time it's all over, we can't even look back on our life in a straight line because it's more like every decade the kaleidoscope turned and it created a whole new pattern. And we start saying, who am I anyway? And our whole life begins to look like just shifting sands on a beach with the wind blowing. And we want to get back the wholeness of our life. Well, this is the way we do it. We just, for the moment, we let go. Even though we cherish the beliefs we were born into, or maybe you've moved on beyond to where you just want to have your own personal belief. And that's fine, too. But either way, for the moment, for the time you receive the blessing, it's just you and God, you and the Holy Spirit, you and our beautiful earth. And Yeshua is the giver of these blessings. But even then, I don't present him to you as a religious icon, a religious figure. And nor did the first 3 centuries of Christianity. The first 3 centuries of Christianity with great-grandparents or grandparents or someone who knew someone who knew someone who went to the Sermon on the Mount, who saw him, who knew him. There was more diversity in Christianity than there is even today. There were people who held him as their best friend. Others held him as a wise man. Others as a prophet. Others as the incarnate presence of God on earth. It all depended on how they knew him. And so it still does. He's the giver of the blessing. But don't let anything I say or anyone else says tell you what kind of relationship to have. Let it be the honest relationship you have. If you don't believe he's the incarnate presence of God, then don't hold that belief. But if you think he's someone worth knowing, then hold that belief and seek to know him. You see, let it be honest for you. Don't do something because I tell you that. The only reason I am able to do the work I do is because every step of the way, regardless of criticism or challenge or confrontations from various people about, well, why don't you believe this? Why don't you believe that? Why are you doing this? I have held an honest relationship with him. Without denial, without embarrassment, without having to adapt to anything I don't believe. And therein is the power. And those of you who read Love Without End know about my life, that I was born a Methodist, which is about as undoctrinal, other than holding to the Nicene Creed, it's about as non-doctrinal as any Christian religion can be. And then when I went to the university, I felt very uncomfortable being religious at all, but I did say in a prayer to him, but I will always love you and seek to know you. I just don't want to be religious. I was uncomfortable with religions. And I was far more interested in studying all the religions of the world. In fact, I had a minor in college in the history of religion. And my spiritual life began to grow. And my relationship to him was an integral part of the growth of my spiritual life. but never again did it become, quote, unquote, religious. And it wasn't religious at the time that the vision came to me, which is why I was reluctant to accept it and work with it, because I thought it meant, oh, my gosh, now I'm going to have to conform. I'm going to have to look out there at the salad bar and pick one of them. I'm going to have to be religious again. And then I said to myself, no, I'm not. The only thing I'm going to be is honest. And I try to, sometimes it's hard not to be honest, but sometimes it's hard to present a clear picture. Because when I'm talking to someone who is very steeped in a position of doctrine, I honor their beliefs. And sometimes I'll speak in a language they feel more comfortable with. And I do this as a gesture of courtesy to them, trying to find a happy middle ground. And it usually works. But they don't necessarily come off with a clear picture of me. It, just like anyone, it takes getting to know them for a while to know exactly where they stand. But you know yourself. You know for yourself exactly what you believe and where you stand and how you hold Yeshua. He is the conveyor of the blessing. But I will tell you a little story from a friend of mine who is a blessing giver. He's also a spiritist minister and a very long-term personal friend. He actually proofread Love Without End. Nancy French was the editor, but Steve proofread it. And he was telling his very good friend, David, about Love Without End. And David's a world-class speaker and provider of health information, and not of any religious orientation, although he grew up, I believe, Jewish. He had a button on reading anything from Jesus, anything about Jesus. And Steve kept saying, look, David, this is the greatest wisdom I have ever read. And David said, yeah, but it's from Jesus. I don't want anything religious. And so David said, okay, just substitute, just imagine that this is a very enlightened frog talking. View it as a frog. Just read the book. So David read the book, and it became one of his all-time favorite books. It took that much of a little manipulation of consciousness to get David into a window where he was able to accept the wisdom. So these are the things I've encountered through the years with regard to people's acceptance. Acceptance is a huge thing, because we've been forced to conform, we've been forced to take on other people's viewpoints, and what we most want above everything else is to be honest with ourselves. As Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, and then it shall follow as the night the day, thou canst not be false to any man. So, these are the ingredients that are involved in the blessing. And most of all is honesty with yourself, so that you can feel comfortable to receive the blessings of the earth, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the answered prayers of God, and the presence of Yeshua in your heart, however that may happen to be for you. I think it would be a good time now for us to actually start the blessing. Actually, it's more than time, so I'm going. So we're on a mute mode, and remove your shoes and socks. Be seated comfortably, relaxed with your head pointed toward heaven, and just allow yourself to disengage with your mind. Be in your heart. Be with God, with Yeshua, with the Holy Spirit, most of all with the kingdom of heaven within, and pray the prayer of your heart. I will give an invocation to Yeshua, and then there will be 3 minutes of an energetic conveyance. And let it be all that it can be for you, no more, no less, perfect for you. Releasing all that you can release. Receiving all that you can receive. Remember that a full cup cannot receive any more filling, and so sometimes releasing must be part of the prayer, must be part of the blessing. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being the one friend to us who allows us to receive you in whatever way we need. You need no aggrandizement. You need no particular role, sacred or mundane, for you have lived in order to be who you are, a sacred presence to us all, teaching us what it means to be all that we are as children of God. Thank you for being in our heart today, assisting us to receive the blessings of God and conveying our prayers to the heart of God. Thank you for opening our hearts that we may receive more of the Holy Spirit and for pulling up from the earth all the blessings she has to offer. We ask your special blessing on our earth today, that she may be in her healing in a very special way. And we ask your blessings upon all those who are hurting, on all those who feel alone or lost or without a friend or needing help moving to a higher, better way of life. We know you are with us, and thank you for being with us as this blessing is conveyed. Amen. The energetic conveyance is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes without thinking, without any engagement with your mind. Just allow the energy to fill your body, heart, and soul. Be blessed and know that you're loved. Bye-bye for now, and I hope to see you next week.